Next question. Good morning, Coach Pearson. Based on last year's experiences and taking into account the skills of the new player leadership and recruits, what do you foresee as two or three of the key points in preparation for the 2016-17 season?
Well, key points, I think, first and foremost, is even before the season starts, our conditioning and our mental and physical preparation are going to be huge this year. Just because we start, you know, that puck drops, the first official day of practice, we play. I mean, that sounds weird, you know, but you're not officially allowed to practice until I believe it's October 1st this year, that Saturday, and we end up playing a game. So, which means we just can't go on the ice our normal 20 hours or up to 20 hours per week in practice with our full team. We're only allowed 2 hours per week up until that point. So I think the preparation is huge. That's why it's so important and so refreshing to hear Tyler talk about our team that we're in great shape. Now, we have to maintain and continue that forward. And the second part, obviously, is we're going to have to play rock solid defensively until we figure some things out offensively. Obviously, we lost some pretty good forwards, and Alex Patan and Malcolm Gould, to mention a few. So we're still waiting to hear on Max Vallas. You know, that's a key. And the NCAA is really taking their time on this, and we're hoping that all works out so Max can come back. So we're still waiting on Max. But anyway, I think those are a couple of, you know, the keys, because of our young goaltenders are not young, but just inexperienced in the net. That's why we're going to have to play so well defensively. So the preparation mentally and physically, you know, it's got to start really early this year. So when we get those 2 hours on the ice, we don't have to worry so much about conditioning and whatnot. I mean, we will a little bit, but we're in good shape. And we're ready to go and jump right into our systems. And then, obviously, is we're going to have to be rock solid without the puck. We're going to be on the road a lot, especially early. And we're going to have to make sure we can defend and then take advantage of our chances.
This fan is also pointing out the need for good face-off centermen to get draws, and it looks like we've addressed that.
Well, and we've got the experience there. With Mike Neville, he's as good as any. Dylan Stamen is fantastic. They're really good in that situation. Obviously, you know, we got Mason Blacklock, Evan Anderson, can fill in there. You know, Jake Lucchini has gotten so much better at his face-offs. And then, you know, we got Alex Smith coming in, and that's one of his really strengths, his face-offs. So, and the key to face-offs, you want to play with the puck. It's a puck possession game, and the more face-offs you win, obviously, the more you have it. And that's one of the and I'll talk about the – we have some rule changes. We can get to some other ones. But one of the things they did is on the face-off circles in the end zones, they've expanded it from 4 feet, the hash marks, to 5'7" now, 5 feet, 7 inches. So there's a little more separation. And even if you watch the NHL playoffs, which they use them this year, you know, if you can win some faceoffs, you get a little bit more time, a little more separation to get some good scoring chances. So faceoffs are going to be huge in either your offensive zone or defensive zone. Because of that, they're moving those hash marks back, so, you know, players can't impede or check you as tightly off the faceoff. So I think that's good.
Next question. Good morning, Coach. What is the future of advanced analytics as has become prevalent in the NHL in college hockey?
Yeah, they're all over the place. I mean, and, you know, there's some teams are gone so far as, you know, they've hired staffs just for this and how you to me it's how you use them, what's the purpose of them, and how best can you use all the analytics to measure your team and measure individuals that they're getting better. So we've just scratched the surface on that here. There's so many programs. I've had so many people reach out to me about different programs that you can use, but to me, I'm still learning more about it and how they make sense, what makes sense. I mean,
can you get bogged down with that too?
Careful? In my opinion, you can. Yeah. But that's just my opinion. Like I said, it's how you use them and what the purpose you're using them for. I mean, if it's helpful and it to evaluate players and to give players feedback and improve them, then you're improving your team. So there's no question about it. And I think most of them, I think, help individually. And then as you help people individually, you're going to help your team. But if there's one area your team looks bad, you know, shots on goal or chances again, scoring chances. I mean, there's some ones we've always tracked and we'll continue to do so. But, yeah, you can. There's so many now. And you can go into College Hockey Stats and they'll have all sorts of analytics, just try to sort through them all. But But I'm an old guy. What do they say? Can you teach old dogs new tricks? So I'm, yeah. But it's information, and it's how you use the information that's important.
Next question, Coach. What is the participation level of the coaches in the summer Michigan Tech hockey camps?
The participation level by our coaching staff is minimal. We're so busy with running all over the place that we don't get to the camp much. In fact, the last couple of summers I have had none. So, but having said that, you're getting a lot of really good people, like, you know, our former players and current players can now work on the ice. And we think that's fabulous because they run a couple of their own camps, our players in the summer, and they do a fantastic job. I witnessed, I've watched them, and they get out there. And I think for a young player, you know, whether you're 7 years old or 10 years old or 14 years old, I think it's really neat the interaction between our current players and some of our former players with the young people. And they want to see them. They don't want to see an old guy like me out on the ice who can hardly skate or demonstrate any of the things anymore. So, but we have a great staff, and Mike Stevens has done a fantastic job, and Tyler Shalast of putting together some really good instructors. And, you know, we're hearing guys like maybe CJ Ike's going to come back, Tanner Carroll might put in a little bit of time. So, but we'll have a fantastic staff there, and they do a fantastic job.
Well, Coach, you know that the Old Timers Hockey League, obviously huge Huskies fans, and Mark Alburn emailed in. He said he would like to ask Coach that if you are not busy on Saturday, that you are invited to the Copper Country Old Timers Summer Fest at the Hancock Beach. So you have open invitation there. Horseshoes, volleyball, boating, and potluck dinner at Forest.
And where's that?
At the Hancock Beach.
And the Hancock Beach. Well, I enjoy getting out. I went to the Bridge Fest, Seafood Fest,
yes,
this weekend. Enjoyed the weather, enjoyed the music, enjoyed the food, just enjoyed the people. And speaking of that, I saw a guy with a Old Timers t-shirt on, Marquette Old Timers, and I went over and gave him a hard time. What the heck you doing here? So, and I'm sure the Houghton Old Timers, Hancock old guy, so he wasn't too happy with me. He must have been, you know, maybe in his 80s, and he was looking at me like, who the heck is this guy, you know? So anyway, I couldn't pass up the shot to give it to somebody from Marquette, but thanks for the invitation.
We'll take a quick break, be back with more. A reminder that the early bird sale for Michigan Tech season hockey tickets only goes through the end of this month. It's $204, a great deal, and it bumps up July 1st, so don't wait. 487-2073 is the telephone number. Go to buyhuskiestickets.com or just stop by. And
And the thing, yeah, it's beautiful, Duke. You can go pick your own seats, too.
Yes.
So you get out there and get the seats that you want, and it's going to be an exciting year. I'm excited. I know our team is excited. They can't wait for the puck to drop.
All right, we'll be back.